Case number 11,274, Lathan Gandula Erickson, east of Wingate Road, Road 343, 975 feet northwest of Omar Road, Road 54. Tax map ID is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 62. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin on this application, I want to make note, and I spoke to the applicant's attorney, Jim Fuquay, earlier today. There appears to be some discretion, the description that we have of the property listed on the agenda lists the property being on Wingate Road, but it makes reference to a tax map parcel number, which is tax map parcel 134-10-62. And the property that's actually subject to this variance application is on 1-34-10-62.09, which is just around the corner. The description of the property is correct, but the tax map parcel was incorrect, and it was listed on the application as parcel 62, not 62.09. Because of that discrepancy, the office, when they looked at the application, they sent the notices as the courtesy to the neighbors for parcel 62. There's some overlap there where some of the neighbors from one are neighbors of the other, but there are some that did not get notice. Because of that, and I've spoken to Mr. Fuquay about this, it seems to me that it would be best that we hear what is here today. I see the applicant is here, and I don't know if anybody else is here either for or against it, but being that some people may have received notice, they may wish to speak about it or learn more about it. But I think either way, the board would not be able to make a decision this evening. We would need to re-advertise it for a later date, at which time that way we can make sure that proper folks are notified of it and have an opportunity. But I think we can at least hear what the applicant has, and perhaps that will save us some time at the other hearing that we have later, and also will give those who are here the opportunity to speak about it, either for or against.
Okay. Gentlemen, how do you feel?
It's fine.
Okay. I'm representing my wife and I. My name is Leif Erickson, 37448 Clubhouse Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Again, good evening. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. What Mr. Sharp told you very graciously was that I had the wrong tax map number on the application. All right, that's what the problem was. In my defense, the original survey I had tax map parcel 62. There was a substitute survey that was submitted that didn't change anything, actually, as far as what's before you. And on that one, it was corrected to 6209, but I wasn't aware that there was a change on there. So actually, it had already been advertised, so I don't know whether I could have done anything anyway. But in any event, we understand what we're going to do is present our application tonight. I will reappear back before you when it's rescheduled, as far as I assume we'll just remain open. And I promise you that if no one's here at that hearing, I will not say anything further. All right, so, this is an application for a variance from the width of a lot frontage. The Erickson's own a parcel of land that contains 10.56 acres. It's located on County Road 343, which is Wingate Road, and that is just north of Route 54. And on the survey that you have, they own this piece of land here, which is shown as two lots, but right now this is one parcel. And again, that contains a total of 10.56 acres. What they're proposing to do is to subdivide that parcel into two parcels. The one parcel, which is designated on here as lot four, would contain 3.24 acres and have 175 feet of frontage on the county road. That lot complies with the zoning requirements. The second lot, which would be the lot that's outlined in blue, would contain 7.32 acres. It would have 75 feet of frontage on the county road. The county ordinance requires 150 feet of frontage for a lot created on a numbered county road. So what we're asking for is a 75-foot variance from the frontage requirement. What's a little bit unusual here, if you were creating a lot less than that width, obviously, it could be a small lot, and that certainly is not the case here. As you can see, this new lot, the 75-foot width would come back 344 feet, more or less. And in effect, the only thing that would be located there would be the 50-foot right-of-way for the entrance. When you get back to this point, the lot width actually expands to about 179 feet, and that's an additional 144 feet going back. So there it becomes 179 feet. And then for the remaining 387 feet, the width of the parcel of land is actually 738 feet. So this isn't a situation where we're trying to create a small lot. It's just a situation where the right-of-way, in effect, would be located on the 75-foot strip. So the new parcel will only have 75 feet of road frontage. And as I said, that will only contain the driveway back to the bulk of the parcel, which is over 700 feet wide and contains 7 acres. As you know, the problem is the frontage of a lot is measured at the front yard setback, which is only 30 feet back from the road. So even though we have this excessive width to the rear, it's measured at the 30-foot line. So we have a unique situation in that we have 10 acres of land, but there's only 250 feet of road frontage. So we cannot provide 250-foot fronts because it's just not possible to subdivide the parcel with each parcel having 150 feet of frontage. That width just does not exist at this site. These are the existing dimensions of the site. Basically, the applicant is only seeking to subdivide the parcel into two large pieces. The variance will not alter the essential character of the area or adversely affect the neighbors. In fact, the two new parcels are basically larger than most of the existing parcels in the area. The 75-foot variance is the minimum required. The 75-foot portion of the parcel will only be a driveway. The bulk of the site will far exceed the required width. One additional point, I think one of the main reasons for the 150-foot width requirement on numbered county roads, and this goes back 20, 25, 30 years ago, when farmers used to strip out lots on the road, the county was concerned with driveways being too close together because a normal lot width is less than 150 feet. So on county numbered roads, on main roads, they wanted to keep the driveways further apart. In this case, DLDOT will have final approval on whether to permit two entrances to these lots, or DLDOT, if they believe it's necessary, will require a combined entrance. So there won't be any safety situation involved because DLDOT will have the final say on whether two entrances or one entrance would be permitted. So that really is everything. It's just a question of creating this strip to be able to have the access road back to the acreage. And Mr. Erickson, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Fuqua. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start Mr. Hudson.
One, parcel number 6402, that's already subdivided, still owned by the applicant.
6402?
Yeah, the front's on Omar Road.
Oh, over here?
Yes.
Yes, that's owned by the applicant.
Okay.
I think three of the 62 numbered parcels, I believe, you own those.
62, we currently own 62, 6208, and 6209.
Okay. that's, but on the survey, 6402 is also.
Here you go, Eric. There you go. 6402 is right here.
No, sir. That's owned by the McCabe family. Yeah, that's another typo, it looks like.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So the greenhouse, the parcel with the greenhouse does not belong.
That is ours, yes. That should be 62.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, that is a typo. That's parcel 62.08.
So it's the wrong parcel.
Need a red pen.
All right, but that was, so that's a separate parcel altogether.
They spelled my wife's first name wrong, and then that is a separate parcel.
Mr. Fuqua, do the survey.
I'm getting off the hook somewhat there, because I went down this road, too.
Okay.
I don't know if it's relevant, but there are proposed real estate contracts on the three properties. So we're, PNC Bank called my lot loan, and we're.
Yeah, but that's a totally separate parcel before this came up.
62 is still in my ownership, but it's separate. It's already approved.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
No, not this time.
Mr. Morgan?
Yeah, do you ever consider just cutting that driveway in half and splitting it? It'd be about 125 feet on both sides road frontage. Did you ever consider that?
The neighbor, the Matthews family, actually tailored this as a subdivide to suit situation. They have a paving business and so forth here, and they wanted to have access off of Wingate. And this couple from Bowie, Maryland, wanted to have 3 acres set aside for their home and collect their car, pole building in the back. So it was kind of, I had it listed through Robert Kaufman as 10 acres subdivide to suit, and it just kind of morphed into what it is there.
The one parcel, the Matthew, different members of the Matthews family own a lot of the property around this.
Okay.
And they're proposing to purchase one of the properties. And that was, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they've designed it to what they wanted. And then the other parcel, it's an unusual in shape, but what they wanted to do was have a barn-type structure down on this portion of it, and then their house over there.
Okay. And on the other structure, on the other one, road coming in with the, 75-foot road frontage, that's going to be used for asphalt plant, or you said, or another?
They currently have a mixed business, Matt's Landscaping, and they do, what do you call it, when you reapply the asphalt and so forth, top coating.
So that's going to that plant too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This family's actually acquired all the properties here. So they own everything you see here, pretty much. They're the last man standing, if you will.
We are just requesting a variance for the lot frontage. We have any approval of a extension or use of an asphalt plant would approve other county approvals, or would require other county approvals.
I just want to ask, Mr. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Yes. I noticed that there's Delmarva Power right-of-way that goes through most of that 75-foot, so that would mean that it's not going to be buildable there anyway.
Yeah, if that was actually the correct width where you could place a house, you couldn't place a house there anyway.
Right. So it's not usable land any.
No, and that probably covers an area. That thing probably is
150
wide,
feet,
so it's
right.
Pretty significant.
Right. Right.
That's because you didn't make it any wider, because you couldn't. Right? 75 feet. You couldn't make it any wider.
Any further questions?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I think you're going to leave the record open, and it'll be placed on the agenda after the notice is sent. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chairman, what we'll need to do is perhaps a motion to leave the record open so that the Planning and Zoning Office can re-advertise and hold another hearing at a date to be determined.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we leave case number 11274 open for re-advertising and also for a rehearing date.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11274 open for the following purpose: the case to be re-advertised and to be rescheduled for a rehearing. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting time.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion will be carried.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sorry for the inconvenience.
No, sir. No problem.
Case number